Most people don't read the fine print on the contracts they sign. I mostly don't read the fine print either. And I think that's a rational position in most situations. Even if you did read the fine print put out by most corporations, they would still cheat you with impunity if they decided to. That's because they're almost infinitely more powerful than any individual consumer. The power you hold in these situations is merely the power to publicly complain and the power not to pay. That's sufficient to provide adequate balance in most situations. So people get used to not reading the fine print. They don't listen to the list of possible side effects on a drug commercial. They think it won't happen to them. It becomes less and less likely that they'll read the fine print when it is very important that they know what's going on. Also, the establishment is conditioned by this environment into believing that the citizenry will never read the fine print. And for some people, that's true. But when a lot of people die because they didn't read the fine print, that's likely to cause some pretty serious blowback. That's the situation we're in now with the vax. The fine print is on the CDC website, but most people don't read the fine print. Most people just listen to the polite and pretty people in the video stream and do what the polite and pretty people recommend. I think the number of people who have already suffered serious injury or death will be sufficient to bring the vax program to a screeching halt when the population has had a chance to realize what is going on. Eventually, the fog clears, and all is visible in the cold light of a new day. I estimate that there are now at least 1 million people who have suffered debilitating injuries or death from the vax. It's ironic that the people who believe the vax narrative are the ones who will suffer the injuries and death. The people who organized and promoted this situation are killing and maiming their own supporters. The criminals in control are trying to eliminate the resistance, but so far, they've only been making it stronger. Our authoritarian democracy is failing. We need to switch to individual sovereignty and libertarian democracy. We need to eliminate the W-2 tax slave system and get out of the habit of obedience to criminals. We need to get a life. We need to develop non-coercive means of providing the goods and services necessary to have a life. We've done it before, and we can do it again, and we can do it better. We were a great country in the 19th century. We went into decline in the 20th century, and we now have the opportunity to make our country great again in the 21st century. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.